The Pendant Shakespeare presents Chapter 2 of Henry VI, Part 2.
My masters, let's stand close. My Lord Protector will come this way by and by, and then we may deliver our supplications in the quill.
Marry the Lord Protect him, for he's a good man. Jesu bless him.
Oh, here he comes, methinks, and the Queen with him. I'll be the first, sure.
Come back, fool. This is the Duke of Suffolk, and not my Lord Protector.
How now, fellow? What's anything with me?
I pray, my lord, pardon me. I took you for my Lord Protector.
To my Lord Protector. Are your supplications to his lordship? Let me see them. What is thine?
Mine is, and please your grace, against John Goodman, my Lord Cardinal's man, for keeping my house and lands and wife and all from me.
Thy wife, too. That's some wrong indeed. What's yours? What's here?
Here, sir.
Against the Duke of Suffolk for enclosing the Commons of Milford. How now, Sir Knave?
Alas, sir, I am but a poor petitioner of our whole township.
Against my master, Thomas Arna, for saying that the Duke of York was rightful heir to the crown.
What sayest thou? Did the Duke of York say he was the rightful heir to the crown?
That my master was? No, forsooth. My master said that he was, and that a king was an, usurer.
Usurper.
Take this fellow in, and send for his master with a pursuivant presently. Oh, we'll hear more of your matter before the king.
And as for you, that love to be protected under the wings of our protector's grace, begin your suit anew, and sue to him. Ugh. Away, base cullions. Suffolk, let them go.
Come, let's be gone.
Yes, yes.
My Lord of Suffolk, say, is this the guise? Is this the fashion in the court of England? Is this the government of Britain's Isle, and this the royalty of Albion's king? What, shall King Henry be a pupil still under the surly Gloucester's governance? Am I a queen in title and in style, and must be made subject to a duke? I tell thee, Paul, when in the city tour thou ranst a tilt in honor of my love, and stolest away the lady's hearts of France, I thought King Henry had resembled thee in courage, courtship, and proportion. But all his mind is bent to holiness, to number Ave Maries on his beads. His champions are the prophets and apostles, his weapons holy swords of sacred writ, his study is his tilt-yard, and his loves are brazen images of canonized saints. I would the College of the Cardinals would choose him Pope, and carry him to Rome, and set the triple crown upon his head. That were a state fit for his holiness.
Madam, be patient. As I was cause your highness came to England, so will I, in England, work your grace's full content.
Beside the haughty protector, have we Beaufort, the imperious churchman Somerset, Buckingham, and grumbling York. Oh, and not the least of these, but can do more in England than the king.
And he of these that can do most of all cannot do more in England than the Nevilles. Salisbury and Warwick are no simple peers.
Oh, not all these lords do vex me half so much as that proud dame, the Lord Protector's wife. She sweeps it through the court with troops of ladies, more like an empress than Duke Humphrey's wife. Strangers in court do take her for the queen. She bears a duke's revenues on her back, and in her heart she scorns our poverty. Shall I not live to be avenged on her? Contemptuous, base-born Calais as she is, she vaunted amongst her minions t'other day the very train of her worst-wearing gown was better worth than all my father's lands, till Suffolk gave 2 dukedoms for his daughter.
Madam, myself have limed a bush for her, and placed a choir of such enticing birds that she will light to listen to the lays and never mount to trouble you again. So let her rest. Madam, list to me, for I am bold to counsel you in this. Although we fancy not the cardinal, yet must we join with him and with the lords, till we have brought Duke Humphrey in disgrace. As for the Duke of York, this late complaint will make but little for his benefit. So, one by one, we'll weed them all at last, and you yourself shall steer the happy helm.
For my part, noble lords, I care not which. All Somerset or York, all's one to me.
If York have ill-demeaned himself in France, then let him be denied the regentship.
If Somerset be unworthy of the place, let York be regent. I will yield to him.
Whether your grace be worthy, yea or no, dispute not that. York is the worthier.
Ambitious Warwick, let thy betters speak.
The cardinal's not my better in the field.
All in this presence are thy betters, Warwick.
Warwick may live to be the best of all.
Peace, son, and show some reason, Buckingham, why Somerset should be preferred in this.
Because the king, forsooth, will have it so.
Madam, the king is old enough himself to give his censure. These are no women's matters.
If he be old enough, what needs your grace to be protector of his excellence?
Madam, I am protector of the realm, and at his pleasure will resign my place.
Resign it, then, and leave thine insolence. Since thou wert king, as who is king but thou? The Commonwealth hath daily run to wreck. The Dauphin hath prevailed beyond the seas, and all the peers and nobles of the realm have been as bondmen to thy sovereignty.
The commons hast thou racked. The clergy's bags are lank and lean with thy extortions.
Thy sumptuous buildings and thy wife's attire have cost a mass of public treasury.
Thy cruelty and execution upon offenders hath exceeded law, and left thee to the mercy of the law.
Thy sale of offices and towns in France, if they were known, as the suspect is great, would make thee quickly hop without thy head.
Ugh.
Oh, I dropped my fan. Duchess, give me my fan. Give me my fan. What, minion? Can ye not? Ah! I cry you mercy, madame. Was it you?
Wast I? Yea, I it was, proud French woman. Could I come near your beauty with my nails? I'd set my Ten Commandments in your face.
Sweetheart, be quiet. 'Twas against her will.
Against her will? Ha! Good king. Look to it in time. She'll hamper thee and dandle thee like a baby. Though in this place most master wear no breeches, she shall not strike Dame Eleanor unrevenged.
Lord Cardinal, I will follow Eleanor and listen after Humphrey, how he proceeds. She's tickled now. Her fume needs no spurs. She'll gallop far enough to her destruction.
Now, my lords, my choler being overblown with walking once about the quadrangle, I come to talk of Commonwealth affairs. As for your spiteful false objections, prove them, and I lie open to the law. But God in mercy so deal with my soul, as I in duty love my king and country. But to the matter that we have in hand, I say my sovereign, York, is meetest man to be your regent in the realm of France.
Before we make election, give me leave to show some reason of no little force that York is most unmeet of any man.
I'll tell thee, Suffolk, why I am unmeet. First, for I cannot flatter thee in pride. Next, if I be appointed for the place, my lord of Somerset will keep me here, without discharge, money, or furniture, till France be won into the Dauphin's hands. Last time, I danced attendance on his will, till Paris was besieged, famished and lost.
That can I witness, and a fouler fact did never traitor in the land commit.
Peace, headstrong Warwick.
Image of pride, why should I hold my peace?
Because here is a man accused of treason. Pray God the Duke of York excuse himself.
Doth anyone accuse York for a traitor?
What meanst thou, Suffolk? Tell me, what are these?
Please it, your majesty. This is the man that doth accuse his master of high treason. His words were these, that Richard, Duke of York, was rightful heir unto the English crown, and that your majesty was a usurer, a usurper.
Say, man, were these thy words?
Well...
And shall please your majesty, I never said nor thought any such matter. God is my witness, I am falsely accused by the villain.
By his 10 bones, my lords, he did speak them to me in the garret one night as we were scouring my lord of York's armor.
Base dunghill villain and mechanical! I'll have thy head for this, thy traitor speech! I do beseech your royal majesty, let him have all the rigor of the law!
Alas, my lord, hang me if ever I spake the words. My accuser is my prentice, and when I did correct him for his fault the other day, he did vow upon his knees he would be even with me. I have good witness of this. Therefore, I beseech your majesty, do not cast away an honest man for a villain's accusation.
Uncle, what shall we say to this in law?
This doom, my lord, if I may judge, let Somerset be regent over the French, because in York this breeds suspicion. And let these have a day appointed them for single combat in convenient place. For he hath witness of his servant's malice. This is the law, and this Duke Humphrey's doom.
I humbly thank your royal majesty.
And I accept the combat willingly.
Alas, me lord, I cannot fight. For God's sake, pity my case, despite a man prevail against me. O lord, have mercy upon me. I shall never be able to fight a blow. O lord, my heart.
Sirrah, or you must fight, or else be hanged.
Away with him to prison. And the day of combat shall be the last of the next month. Come, Somerset. We'll see thee sent away.
Come, my masters. The Duchess, I tell you, expects performance of your promises.
Master Hume, we are therefore provided. Will her ladyship behold and hear our exorcisms?
Aye, what else? Fear you not her courage.
I have heard her reported to be a woman of invincible spirit, but it shall be convenient, Master Hume, that you be by her aloft while we be busy below. And so I pray you, go in God's name and leave us.
Oh, well said, my masters. And welcome all. To this gear, the sooner the better.
Patience, good lady. Wizards know their times. Deep night, dark night, the silent of the night. The time of night when Troy was set on fire. The time when screech owls cry and ban dogs howl. And spirits walk and ghosts break up their graves. The time best fits the work we have in hand. Madam, sit you and fear not. Whom we raise, we will make fast within a hallowed verge. Here they do the ceremonies belonging and make the circle. Na, Nathrak, Uthvas Bethud, Duchiul Dienve!
Ask what thou wilt that I had said and done.
First of the king. What shall of him become?
The Duke yet lives that Henry shall depose, but him outlive and die a violent death.
and die a violent death. What fates await the Duke of Suffolk?
By water shall he die and take his end.
What shall befall the Duke of Somerset?
Let him shun castles. Safer shall he be upon the sandy plains than where castles mounted stand. Have done, for more I hardly can endure.
Descend to darkness in the burning lake, false fiend, avoid!
Oh, no! Lay hands upon these traitors and that trash! Beldam, I think we watched you at an inch. What, madam, are you there? The king and commonweal are deeply indebted for this piece of pains. My lord protector will, I doubt it not, see you well guarded for these good deserts.
Not half so bad as thine to England's king. Injurious duke, that threatest where there's no cause.
A true madam, none at all. What call you this? Away with them. Let them be clapped up close and kept asunder. You, madam, shall with us. Stafford, take her to thee. We'll see your trinkets here all forthcoming.
Don't touch me! Ah! Don't touch me!
Lord Buckingham, methinks you watched her well. A pretty plot, well chosen to build upon. Now pray, my lord, let's see the devil's writ. What have we here? The duke yet lives that Henry shall depose, but him outlive and die a violent death.
Tell me what fate awaits the Duke of Suffolk. By water shall he die and take his end.
Oh, what shall betide the Duke of Somerset? Let him shun castles. Safer shall he be upon the sandy plains than where castles mounted stand. Come, come, my lords. These oracles are hardly attained and hardly understood. The king is now in progress towards St. Albans, with him, the husband of this lovely lady. Thither go these news as fast as horse can carry them. A sorry breakfast for my lord protector.
The Pendant Shakespeare, also known as the Wild Bill Variety Show, presents Chapter 2 of Henry VI, Part 2, featuring the voice talents of Jeff Robinson and Kirsty Wolven as the petitioners, Josh Kibbe as Peter the Apprentice, W. Keith Timms as Suffolk, Justine Leah Hintz as Queen Margaret, Emmeline Tuck as King Henry, Sarah Palmero as Cardinal Winchester, Pete Lutz as Gloucester, Julia Eve as Warwick, Edward Herman as Salisbury, E. Rachel Ward as Buckingham, Adam Blandford as York, Kat Peterson as the Duchess, Russell Gold as Somerset, Jeff Robinson as Horner, Gareth Bowley as Hume, E. Rachel Ward as Bolingbroke, and Kendra Murray as the Spirit. Audio adaptation by Morgan Z. Soul, directed by Jeff Robinson, produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2024, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.